Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening. The year that heralded the start of the 70s was anything but a return to world sanity. 1970 brought hijackings, kidnappings, murder, and assassination on a more excessive scale than the decade before. The civil war in Nigeria, occasioned by the secession of Biafra, came to an end. The winner, General Gowon, though unexpectedly moderate in outlook after victory, was nevertheless bitter about world sympathy for his rival Biafra's General Ojukwu.
It's not a triumph for oneself. I think it's a triumph of reason and common sense over madness and ambition. It is a victory over an idea of secession. And this, to me, is the real feeling. And I feel happy for the innocent people that have now been saved, the torture of death, starvation, hunger, because of one man's inordinate ambition.
In Britain, the golden boys of music, the Beatles, were showing signs of the strain of continued adulation. There was dissension amongst the members of the group, and it seemed that it wouldn't be long before they went their separate ways. But for the meanwhile, in 1970, they were still in harmony.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our heads on the seabed. In an octopus's garden near a cave.
Britain's Labour Party, with a record of economic uncertainty and rising prices, was expected to be involved in a reasonably close election. But no one was prepared for the massive Tory victory at the polls. Long before the final count, Wilson as much as conceded defeat.
The Conservatives have now gained enough seats to make it extremely likely that they will have an overall absolute majority in the House of Commons, certainly. But I shall follow the precedent of my predecessor, Sir Alice Douglas Hume, and make a formal statement about it when they have passed the majority figure.
And shortly afterwards, the Wilson family's furniture was moved from 10 Downing Street and Edward Heath's moved in. It was from that famous address that Mr. Heath announced Conservative victory.
The Queen has asked me to form the next government, and I am indeed proud to accept. To govern is to serve. This government will be at the service of all the people, the whole nation. Our purpose is not to divide, but to unite. And where there are differences, to bring reconciliation, to create one nation.
And like so many British prime ministers before him, Mr. Heath inherited the vexatious Irish problem. And in the fight between Protestant and Catholics, the Catholics came up with a new champion in female form. Like a modern Joan of Arc, Bernadette Devlin girded her loins and faced jail to illustrate Catholic determination to attain equal civil rights. In a pre-prison interview, Miss Devlin said,
I was involved with people in defending their area against an attack. I don't care who was attacking them. I don't care who the people were. They were under attack. They were justified in defending themselves, and I believe I was justified in assisting their defense. I would do it again if the same circumstances were there. I did it because it was necessary, and I think I was justified in doing it, and would therefore find it necessary to do it again.
Are you against any demonstrations against the sentence or the confirmation of it?
As I say, the sentence, the whole affair, the whole system in Northern Ireland which produced the Bogside, and the situation in the Bogside which produced this case, was none of my making and none of the making of the people of Northern Ireland.
In America, the era of the pop music festival dawned with the Woodstock phenomenon, when hundreds of thousands of pop fans flocked for 3 days of music and surprisingly peace amidst chaos and mud to hear the topliners perform. Country Joe and the Fish.
Hey, man, I just got to say that you people have got to be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. 3 days, man. 3 days. We just love you. We just love you. God knows. Tell them who we are.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I'm sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly, I must cry out loud. I'm lonely.
Peace was present at Woodstock, but absent in Jordan, where King Hussein cracked down on guerrillas threatening his kingdom. After hijacking and jetliner explosions, kidnapping and murder of innocent hostages, Hussein's firm stand against terrorists was applauded, even though he acted in self-preservation. Hussein.
It is only through dealing with problems right at the beginning. It is only through organization. It is only through a joint and proper effort. It's only through sincerity. It's only through honesty that such disasters could be averted. As for the sea of blood, it was not of my making or my wish at all, in fact. And maybe some of the people who speak of it are mainly responsible for things reaching this point because they were unable themselves to control the movement and control its direction and control it in every sense and in every respect to serve the cause of Palestine.
The Middle East lapsed into an uneasy calm after the death of Egypt's leader, Colonel Nasser, who had been showing signs of accepting the fact of the necessity of living in peace with Israel.
You probably hear the crowd shouting now, shouting their lamentations, shouting, Nasser is good, Nasser is good, we love you, we love you. They've been keeping up this shout all night long, and most of yesterday too.
Mario Puzo's The Godfather and Eric Segal's Love Story were the main contenders for literary popularity. One of the movies, we saw Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid, Burt Lancaster in Airport, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, and again in Midnight Cowboy with this popular theme song.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining.
In spite of South African rugby and cricket Springboks rearing to go, there were major problems, most of them caused by one Peter Hayne. This is Hayne talking about the demonstrator-plagued rugby tour.
Personally, I think the effect has been far greater than they've cared to admit. I mean, it's come out a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but I think the mental strain on them must have been considerable because they've been harried and demonstrated against at every point. Virtually their every movement has been covered by us, and this was the thing that we wanted to do. We wanted to use this tour as a springboard for the 1970 tour, and I don't think we could have achieved more in terms of impact.
Hayne was at it again on the subject of the coming cricket tour.
I think that the cricket tour, yes, will stop pretty soon after it's started, whatever the MCC does, even if it brings in the army. I don't think that they can prevent us from stopping it if they are silly enough to go ahead with it.
There were no demonstrators because there was no tour. A government request, virtually an instruction to cancel the tour, was heeded by the MCC. Disappointed MCC Secretary Billy Griffiths, interviewed by Brian Johnson.
We were desperately disappointed. I mean, we are cricketers mainly, and we feel about cricket desperately, and we have all along said that cricket is our major consideration or responsibility. These other considerations which have come into it, and which have obviously prompted the Home Secretary to intervene, are really, I wouldn't say no concern, because of course they're our concern, but they're not our responsibility.
Stage sensation of the year was the all-nude O Calcutta, which of course never made it to South Africa, but an earlier hit musical was produced in the Republic. This was Cabaret, which met with a mixed reception from the critics. All agreed, however, on its excellent score.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome, Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe restestay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, come on, ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Cabaret, oh Cabaret, zu Cabaret.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Deaths during 1970, none was so prominently featured as that of Charles de Gaulle. Amidst the eulogies, one or two brickbats. Lord Avon recalled the general being rather awkward on more than one occasion.
I said, you know, General, I must tell you that you have given us a great deal of trouble. Indeed, you've given us, I think, more trouble than all our other allies put together. Then he stopped and he smiled and he said, well, of course, that's as it should be. Because France is a great man.